由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We welcome you once again to this broadcast.
再次欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
If you are joining us for the first time,
如果你是第一次收听的话，
We are in the midst of a series of messages on biblical compassion.
我们分享这个上帝的怜悯系列信息已经到了一半了。
And we are looking at the book of Jonah as a model of God's compassion.
而今日我们要从约拿的故事里面看到上帝对人的怜悯。
In our last broadcast, I promised you that we would look at four major characteristics of Jonah's prayer in his place of disobedience.
上一次我答应过你，我们要去讨论约拿祈祷的四个特征。
Let me repeat them for you.
现在让我为你重复一次先。
First,
第一样的祈祷的特征是
It was a probing prayer.
约拿的这次祈祷是一次自我反省的祈祷。
Secondly,
约拿呢第二个的祷告特征是什么呢？
It was a penitent prayer.
就是约拿向上帝悔改的祈祷。
Thirdly,
第三个特征是什么呢？
It was a praising prayer.
这个是约拿向上帝赞美的祈祷。
Fourthly,
第四个的特征是什么呢？
It was a prayer of promise.
这个是约拿向上帝许愿的祈祷。
First,
那现在首先我们要做些什么呢？
Jonah began with an honest probing.
我们要去看看约拿怎样去真诚地去反省来开始他的祈祷。
Chapter 2, verses 2-6.
是记载在旧约的约拿书第二章二至六节。旧约的约拿书二章二至六节。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来读出约拿书二章二至六节。约拿就这样祈祷话了，我遭遇患难，要向耶和华去求告，耶和华你就应允我，我从阴间的深处去呼求，你就去俯听我的声音，你将我抌落去深渊嗰度，就是海的深处，有大水去环绕我，你的波浪洪涛都冚过晒我的身体。我话我从你的眼前虽然被驱逐，但是我仍然要仰望你的圣殿。各种的水去环绕我，几乎要淹没我，深渊要围住我，海草缠住我的头。我去到山的脚那里，地的门已经要将我永远这样闩埋在里面。耶和华我的上帝啊，你却要将我的性命从坑里面救出来。
This is a first step.
这个就是第一步。
You cannot make that second step until you take the first.
在未行出第一步之前，我们就不可以未学行先学走，行去第二步的。
The first step is to be honest and probing in your life.
真诚咁样去反省，其实就系我哋嘅悔改嘅第一步。
That is why the scripture says over and over again, examine yourself.
呢个就系点解圣经一再咁样强调我哋需要省察自己。
You have to be honest in probing for the reasons why you are where you are.
我们必须诚诚实实地检查一下自己的内心的光景是怎样。
This is very important.
这一点是很重要的。
Not only for the sake of understanding this passage.
这个不单只是我们为了了解这一段的经文啊。
But also for proper understanding of all of the Old Testament.
更加是要让我们全面地理解和掌握整个旧约的信息。
In the Old Testament language, when they said God did it,
在旧约里面呢，当人说这个是上帝的作为。
It is not the way we mean today in modern language terms of blaming God.
其实就不是好像今天我们这样想，唉，他做的咯，这样讲，是将所有的责任推给上帝。
In the Old Testament, they believed that God is so sovereign and in total control.
其实在旧约时代，他们相信是上帝掌管一切。
That even the consequences of our disobedience is God's doing.
这些事情甚至包括当我们得罪了上帝之后所要受到的报应。
They refer to those consequences of disobedience in that way as the will of God.
他们将违背上帝而感受到的苦果看成为上帝的旨意。
Let me give you an example from 1 Samuel 16:14.
我在这里想为你举一个例子，是记载在撒母耳记上16:14的。
The Bible said,
圣经在撒母耳上16:14是这样讲的。
That an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul.
有一个恶魔从耶和华那里来到扰乱扫罗。
Did God send down an evil spirit?
是不是耶和华差派个恶魔来呢？
No.
不是的，耶和华并没有这样做。
Every one of us has a spirit inside of us.
其实在我们每个人的心里面都有一个灵。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit inside of you, then you have an evil spirit inside of you.
如果不是圣灵在你里面的话，就是邪恶的灵在你里面。
You have one of the two.
其实一定有其中之一的了。
And the people of God understood that whenever you grieve the Holy Spirit,
上帝的儿女都明白，当我们让上帝的圣灵为我们担忧的时候，
Whenever you quench the Holy Spirit,
当我们消灭圣灵的感动的时候，
automatically the evil spirit takes its place.
邪灵就会自动取代了圣灵在我们心里面的位置。
Listen to what Jesus said.
请你听下耶稣是怎样讲的。
If an evil spirit leaves and if the house is not filled with the Holy Spirit,
上帝说，当我们将邪灵赶出去之后，如果不将圣灵接去内心的话，
That evil spirit will come back with seven others stronger than the first.
邪灵就会重新回来我们心中，还要带着七个更加恶的鬼一起入来。
Saul's decision to do things his own way caused the spirit of the Lord to depart.
扫罗一直一意孤行啊，所以呢，他不听上帝的话，导致上帝的灵离开了他。
Jonah was honestly praying.
约拿在这里都诚恳地省察自己的内心话。
God, I've got the consequences I deserved.
他说，神啊，我遭遇的事是我应该受的。
Lord, I know my sins brought me here.
主啊，我知道是我的罪让我沦落到这样的地步。
Lord, I know it is my disobedience that you are dealing with.
主啊，我知道你正喺度要对付我嘅悖逆。
But notice something else very important.
我哋要留意咧喺呢度嘅其中一点。
Jonah did not try to explain or excuse his misery.
就系约拿冇为到自己去辩解一啲乜嘢嘢。
Jonah did not say the circumstances got me here.
他没说环境搞到我这样。
Jonah did not say, the sailors threw me out.
约拿都没说，唉，都是啲水手将我抌落海里面。
Jonah did not say, if I stay strong and wait long enough, things are going to get better.
约拿都没说，唉，如果我挨多阵的话，可能件事会好转呢。
No, Jonah is done with technicalities and rationalizations and explanations.
约拿曾经 是尝试过要投机取巧，或者为自己找些理由去辩解，但是他现在不再需要这样做。
Jonah is in desperate condition, and yet his prayer was not only an honest probing.
虽然约拿是处于非常危险和令人绝望的环境里面，但是他的祷告却不单只是一个深刻的自我反省。
But secondly,
还有第二点，
it was a penitent prayer.
就是约拿的祈祷其实是向上帝忏悔着。
Look at the scripture of Jonah 2:7-8.
请你去睇下约拿书第二章七到八节。
When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to your holy temple.
我心喺我里面去发昏嘅时候，我就想念耶和华，我嘅祷告要进入你嘅圣殿，达到你嘅面前。
Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs.
那个信奉虚无的神的人是离弃怜爱他们的主，让我们好好地去思考。
Penitence is a word that means showing genuine sorrow for and repentance from sin.
其实认罪悔改的意思是什么呢？就是为着所犯的罪要去真诚地忏悔。
This is a higher level than just acknowledging that his disobedience brought him here.
这个比单单知道是自己衰咯，自己违背上帝先导致这样的下场咯，深刻很多的。
Why is this important?
点解我会话咁样做系好重要呢？
The first step is necessary.
因为虽然第一步要去反省系啱嘅，系必要嘅。
But it is useless without the second step.
但系如果少咗第二步认罪悔改嘅话，就于事无补，无济于事啊。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
所以各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你仔细去听。
Because it is possible to be honest about your situation and acknowledge your own disobedience.
因为你好有可能是坦诚自己的处境和自己几咁的悖逆。
And yet be unrepentant of it.
但是你却不懂得怎样去悔改。
Jonah not only acknowledged his disobedience, but he also repented.
约拿呢，他自己不单止承认自己的错，并且在上帝面前悔改了。
How?
究竟约拿怎样去悔改呢？
We see this in two ways.
我们可以从以下两方面可以看到的。
In verse 8 is one of the great verses in the book of Jonah.
第八节是约拿书很重要的一节经文。
Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs.
那个信奉虚无之神的人是离弃怜爱他们的主。
An idol is anything and anyone who takes God's rightful place.
所谓虚无的假神就是那些取代真神的任何人或者任何事物。
And Jonah is saying that whenever a believer focuses on something else,
约拿的意思是说，当信徒将他的指望放在除了上帝以外的任何事情物件之上的时候，
or someone else other than God,
或者看任何人比上帝更加重要的时候，
they place themselves out of the mercy of God.
他们就将自己放在上帝的怜悯之外了。
At that point, it does not mean that God is less merciful.
这个并不是讲话上帝就不再怜悯他们。
No.
不是的，绝对不是这样。
But the believer turns his back on God's mercy by having an idol in his life.
但是要说的东西是什么呢？就是信徒因为自己心里面的偶像而背弃了上帝的怜悯。
Also, Jonah's prayer was a penitent prayer because Jonah did not ask God for anything.
另外约拿在这里的祈祷都是至诚的悔改，因为约拿并没有向上帝要求什么。
Had Jonah asked God for something, we would have suspected an ulterior motive.
如果约拿对上帝有所要求的话，我们就会有时怀疑啊，你是不是别有用心的。
Jonah was genuinely sorry for his disobedience.
原来约拿是为着自己的背逆而感到真诚的忏悔。
So Jonah's prayer was a probing prayer.
原来约拿的祈祷是一个的自我反省的祈祷。
Jonah's prayer was a penitent prayer.
约拿的祈祷亦都是忏悔的祈祷。
And thirdly,
好，去到第三点了。
Jonah's prayer was a praising prayer.
约拿的祈祷是他对上帝的赞美。
Jonah's prayer was a prayer of thanksgiving.
约拿的祈祷是对上帝感恩的祈祷。
Why praise and thanksgiving in the midst of sheer misery?
为什么要在困苦的绝望的里头呢？困苦和绝望里头要感恩和赞美呢？
Well, if you are looking for a physical reason for praise, you will not find it.
如果你只是看外在的环境，你就会觉得，切，有什么值得我赞美呢？
But if you are looking for spiritual reasons for thanksgiving and praise, then you'll find plenty.
但是如果你用属灵的眼光去看的时候，你就会发现原来有成千上万的理由让你去发出感恩和赞美。
Let's look at verse 9.
好，让我们一起来看看第九节。
But I with a song of thanksgiving will sacrifice to you.
但是我必定要用感谢的声音来献祭给你。
Jonah was thankful.For his salvation through the grace of God.
约拿其实是为着上帝的救恩而献上感谢。
Jonah was thankful for being able to call upon the name of the Lord.
约拿因为能够呼求上帝的名字而献上感恩的祭。
Jonah had no idea that he was going to be saved physically.
约拿一点都没想到他成世人还有生还的希望。
I want you to listen very carefully because this is important.
我想你仔细咁样去听下，因为呢一点咧都几重要噶。
Jonah had no idea that he was going to be physically delivered.
约拿根本冇谂过，连佢肉身嘅生命都会被救活。
But when he thanked God for God,
但系当佢啊一直去感谢上帝嘅时候。
That was the beginning of his physical deliverance.
这个时候就是他的身体得蒙拯救的开始。
It is when you focus is on the praising of God for his salvation.
当你单单去思想上帝的救赎而赞美他的时候。
It is when your focus is the thanksgiving to God for his grace.
当你单单为着上帝的恩典而献上感谢的时候。
It is when your focus is for the gift of eternal life.
当你专心注目在上帝所赐给你的永生盼望的时候。
It is at that point when your physical deliverance will be added.
你的身体亦都要得蒙救赎和释放。
Not only is this a prayer of honest probing.
约拿的祈祷不单只是一个诚实的自我反省。
Not only is this a prayer of genuine penitence,
约拿的祷告亦都唔单止是一次真诚的悔改。
Not only is this a prayer of true praise and thanksgiving,
约拿的祈祷亦都唔单单是约拿发自内心的赞美和感谢。
But fourthly, this is a prayer of promise.
而且约拿的祈祷亦都是约拿自己向上帝的许愿。
Verse 9.
去到第九节了
of chapter 2,
就是第二章约拿书第二章第九节。
I will sacrifice to you What I have vowed, I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord.
他说我所许的愿，我必定会偿还，因为救恩是出于耶和华的。
You may ask the question.
你可以问这条的问题。
How is Jonah going to offer sacrifices in the belly of the great fish?
约拿在条大鱼的肚里面怎样向上帝还愿啊？
He is saying that in the future, I will not approach you as I did before.
他的意思其实说，以后我就会洗心革面的了，不会好像以前那样来见你的了。
I will not approach you as a person who feels that he has special privilege.
我们可以发现啊，其实约拿呢的祈祷呢，是说到他要在上帝面前不再承认自己是一个了不起的人物。
But I will approach you as a sinner who is asking for forgiveness.
约拿说，我是一个罪人，我来到主你的面前，我其实恳求你的宽恕。
My friend, if you come to God in your most desperate situation saying something like this,
亲爱的朋友，假如你在急难里面，你向上帝这样讲话，
Lord, I did this and this and this for you.
主啊，我已经为你做了好多好多好多的事。
I gave you this and this and this.
我已经给了这些那些给你去做代价了。
I deserve this and this and this.
我应该得着你的报酬就是这样和那样。
If you pray like that, you will never make yourself right with God.
如果你是这样说话的话，你永远都很难跟上帝和好了。
If you approach God on your own merits, you are a lost cause.
如果你是为了自己在上帝面前有可夸的功劳才这样做，你就已经失败了。
But if you come to him acknowledging that you deserve nothing,
但是如果你去到上帝面前，你告诉主听，我一无所有，我什么都不配啊。
If you promise to serve him and be faithful to him until your life's end,
如果你是去到主的面前，你决定成世人都要忠心服侍上帝到底的话，
then he will deliver you.
那上帝就会救你。
And he will bring you into the deep experience of his grace that you have never understood before.
但是啊，你要知道呢，上帝亦都要让你去经历他深不可测的恩典。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I conclude this message.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在我结束的时候，请你仔细地听我去讲一个小结。
The psalmist said,
那个的诗篇的作者呢，曾经在圣经这样讲，
That a broken and contrite heart God will not despise.
忧伤和痛悔的心，上帝必定不会轻看。
So when you come to him in brokenness and humility,
当你是愿意去到上帝面前存着谦卑和破碎的心的时候，
He will never reject you.
上帝是永远都不会排斥你的。
It is your obedience that he's waiting for.
其实他一直都在等待你的顺从。
It is your surrender that he's waiting for.
我们知道上帝一直都盼望你能够降服。
Will you do that?
不知道你今天愿不愿意就这样做呢？
As we pray,
让我们一起去祈祷吧。
Lord Jesus Christ,
主耶稣基督啊，
I surrender my life to you.
我好想去将我的生命去交给你，降服给你。
I repent of my sins.
我愿意去悔改，承认我自己的罪。
I have nothing to boast about.
我今天什么的抱怨，什么的怨言都没了。
I desperately need your forgiveness.
我希望能够好快好快咁样得着你嘅饶恕。
I need your strength.
求你今日就赐俾我哋有力量。
So that I can walk faithfully with you.
咁样让到我能够忠心咁样跟随你去前行。
In the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。各位亲爱的听众朋友，今日喺呢度咧，我哋嘅分享就系要学习好似约拿咁样去祈祷，唔单止净系去话自己点样唔好，更加要识得悔改，识得去倚靠上帝，将自己完全咁样去交托。喺度希望送上一首歌俾你。呢首歌咧叫做《主信实无变》。我哋知道，无论我哋系点样嘅错，点样去差嘅时候，上帝仍然去爱我哋，佢嘅信实从来都冇改变过。喺度希望你能够去好好聆听，好好去思考。
信实无变，在每天清晨，主爱已彰显。慈爱主信实无变，没有分阴晴，主爱黎面，爱慕到达主跟前。
姊妹，真的，上帝的爱眷永不改变，我们真的要将自己的生命交托在上帝的手里面。当我们发现自己的生命在上帝面前是毫无可夸的时候，我们就真的懂得降服。正如约拿入到鱼的肚里面的时候，他就真的认知到，原来人算什么呢？我们是什么人呢？上帝竟然这样去爱我们。我们今天就要积极去回应，去接受上帝的饶恕，改变自己，成为一个新的人。希望在这里你记得今天的信息，并且应用在你的生活里面。在这里愿主赐福给你。再见。